Hi, it's Dave. This past week, GM announced their new electric Hummer vehicle, and people are asking which vehicle are people going to choose more, the GM or the Tesla? In this video, I'm going to share a few thoughts on the Hummer versus the Cybertruck, and I'm going to look at YouTuber Andre Jeek's reaction to these two vehicles. All right, this past week, GM announced their new Hummer electric vehicle, and it's got some impressive specs. Now, this car can actually do kind of a crab walk, a diagonal driving. It has a 0-60 time in 3 seconds, and it has a range of 350 miles. The only issue is the first editions of this electric vehicle will run over $100,000. And the big question is, how does this electric Hummer vehicle compared to Tesla Cybertruck? And in this video, I want to comment on a few things that YouTuber Andre Jeek said in his comparison between the Cybertruck and the electric Hummer vehicle.
In the last week and in the last month, my goodness, that is one big jump. But today we're going to talk about which one is more exciting to invest in, the Tesla stock or GM. Because GM took one of their oldest brands that was very famous and popular, known as the most gas-guzzling and pretty much useless car of all time, which was the Hummer, and they did a complete 180 revamp on it, and they created an electric monster. And regardless of what you think of their designs, they've been putting out some pretty cool stuff. Like the C8 Corvette, while not as fast as Tesla, looks pretty cool.
I think it's great that GM is investing into electric vehicles. And I think it's also great they're trying to resurrect the Hummer brand and make it electric. And in many ways, I hope GM succeeds, and I hope that they're able to transition their entire line of vehicles to electric.
Now Elon Musk, who gave us the gift of electric cars, finally has some competition, because looking at the national sales figures, we can see that the top three cars sold here in the US are all pickup trucks. So Tesla's Cybertruck is extremely important as a move forward for mainstream adoption, and now they finally have some competition.
What's interesting to note is that the top three selling vehicles in the US are all pickup trucks. And so there's a huge demand for a pickup truck. And this is one of the areas that Tesla really needs to do well in. And I think that's why Elon took his time and really tried to develop a breakout product in the Cybertruck. Personally, I went to the reveal event of the Tesla Cybertruck at Tesla's design center. And it was kind of an interesting event where there's all these people there, and we were all expecting kind of more of a traditional pickup truck that kind of looked like a Tesla. But when the Cybertruck came out, everyone was just kind of looking at each other, thinking that it was a joke. We had never thought about or even conceived a vehicle that could possibly look like the Cybertruck. And I think this is perhaps one of Elon's greatest design accomplishments. At first, I admit I was kind of shocked and I didn't know how to process it. But later on during the night, I was able to see the Cybertruck go back and forth, taking people for test rides. And later on, I was able to get a test ride myself. And inside the Cybertruck, it was a completely different experience. It was like riding in a Tesla. It was fast, it was smooth, it had the technology of a Tesla, and I could tell immediately that the Cybertruck was going to be a huge hit. I kind of wish that Tesla would give more test rides of the Cybertruck, because I think once you get into the Cybertruck, once you ride in it, once you see it, your complete perception and experience of the truck will change. This truck is like no other, and I predict it right here. Within, let's say, 5 to 7 years or so, I think the Tesla Cybertruck will become the number one best-selling truck in the US.
But at the end of the day, I still think that the GM's Hummer will actually appeal to more people just because of its traditional design that people are more used to seeing. Because some people still think that the Tesla Cybertruck was designed either by a 10-year-old or by Lara Croft from the days of PS1.
Here, Andrew says he thinks the electric Hummer is going to be the more popular vehicle than even the Tesla Cybertruck. And he says that people will gravitate to the more traditional look of the Hummer. However, in my opinion, I think he's underestimating the power of the Cybertruck. The Cybertruck is the next generation evolution of the car. It marks the dividing point where we look back and every other car that has existed before the Cybertruck is going to be pre-Cybertruck, because it's going to look very old-fashioned, docile, and harmless. But with Cybertruck and post-Cybertruck, you're going to have a whole new line and generation of vehicles that are going to look different. They're going to look like they're from the future, and they're going to have capabilities that other cars just never have had. The ability to drive itself, the ability to power other appliances from the actual car, and the ability to actually generate solar power from the car too. What Tesla has in the Cybertruck is vastly underestimated, and I think it's just got to come out, and people have to see it in person in order to get it.
Now, as far as which stock is better to invest in right now though, Tesla or GM, GM is actually highly undervalued with a fair target value of $50 per share, and obviously it's trading way below that. And that's because investors are just careful about GM. They've been through bankruptcy before, so they're slow to trust. GM is not a cool company. They are not a tech company. but by the numbers, as far as how they're operating, the stock should be worth more in terms of profitability. For Tesla, though, the estimated fair target price is actually $319 per share, so it's clearly overvalued at this moment, which isn't to say don't buy the stock. It just means that now that you know this, you have to consider the fact that investors are assuming that in the future, Tesla is going to be making a lot more money, which might be the case. But it also means that it leaves them with a lot less room for error and that they almost have to succeed in order for the stock price to be justified at its current price.
Here, Andre makes the argument that GM is actually undervalued according to so-called price targets. And I'm guessing he's using the price targets of analysts in general. And he's saying that Tesla's overvalued and has a price target of in the low 300s. And that price target, I'm guessing, is a consensus of random analysts out there. I think, however, what's misunderstood between this comparison of GM and Tesla is that the whole auto industry is no longer about making cars. It's no longer a manufacturing or kind of an assembly industry. Rather, the whole auto industry is becoming a tech industry and an AI industry. Without autonomous driving and autonomous driving features in your car, you're going to be left in the dust. The value proposition of the car is moving from a person driving themselves from point A to B, and it's moving to a different value proposition where the car is driving you from point A to point B. In my opinion, I think this is the biggest shift in transportation and the paradigm of transportation in the history of the world. And a company that's able to capitalize on this and not just become first, but become the dominant player in the transportation as a service industry will perhaps obtain the largest market capitalization in the world of any company out there. And that's why it's extremely difficult to value a company like Tesla, which has an amazing potential for growth, but also, as Andre points out, has some risks ahead. If Tesla fails to execute, if they lose focus of their goals, then Tesla could slip up and you could even see the valuation fall. But at this point, I really think it's Tesla's game to lose. Over the past decade, they've been focused on executing, on developing the best products at hand, and they already have almost insurmountable leads in autonomy and battery tech. And Tesla is just incrementally improving their manufacturing, bringing down their costs, and increasing their demand by lowering vehicle prices, but also making those vehicles better year after year.
And for the first time ever, Tesla is going to face some serious competition from the German automakers, from Ford, and from GM. And as far as GM is concerned, the infrastructure they're building now is going to pay dividends 5 to 10 years from now. But as far as Tesla is concerned, they could very well solve all of our transportation issues and the stock price would go to the moon. But I've been wrong on Tesla before, so I'm not going to make any predictions. So I'll just ask, which of those two stocks is your favorite? Wait, let me guess. Tesla.
So here Andre brings up the point that, hey, competition is coming for Tesla, right? You have the German automakers, you have GM and Ford and all these companies trying to make their best electric vehicles. Yet what I think is missing from this argument is that all these other auto manufacturers, they have yet to make a better EV than their existing ICE products. Meaning, for example, take a BMW 3 Series. By now, BMW should have an electric 3 Series model that is at the same price as their ICE 3 Series model, but just performs a lot better, has over 300 miles of range, and it's just a no-brainer for people to get. But for companies like BMW, their best product still isn't an electric vehicle. And until their best product really is an electric vehicle, I don't think these other automakers are true competition for Tesla. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Who is the true competition to Tesla? And what do you think about GM's electric Hummer vehicle? Does it pose a threat to Cybertruck? I want to hear your comments in the comment section. If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics and the world through different angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.